final push for the playoff run, and some area teams are setting in their sights. It's week number 6 of MHSAA football in the Thumb of Michigan, and tonight we have a Greater Thumb West showdown that will provide a lot of answers. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. You know, I just thought about something. We haven't done this all year, but seeing that we tasted the popcorn here in Sebwing, in the Unionville Sebwing area, we better give a shout-out to Mr. Ron Lehrman and let him know the popcorn tastes good here also.
That's right. Ron Lehrman, my original color commentator here back 3 seasons ago. Obviously, we always graded the popcorn, and it's stellar per usual here in USA.
That's correct.
Tonight, we could decide a lot for both teams, USA trying to make a playoff run, and Bad Axe trying to string a few victories together here.
Yeah, it's very important for both teams to get a win, starting with USA. If they want to make it to the playoffs, they need to win tonight, no matter what. And as for Bad Axe, looking to get something going for their program, looking for 2 wins in a row. So looks like both of these teams are going to bring everything they got tonight.
We have plenty more recon on both teams in the moments to follow, but let's first take you through last week's WLEW Sports Game of the Week, week number 5. Harbor Beach at Lakers. Both great teams, but it didn't take too long to overwhelm the Green Machine.
No, Harbor Beach got off to a fast start, as they normally like to do. How can you not start with the offense led by Eli Kraft? He had 4 rushing touchdowns. He had 127 yards on the ground on just 11 carries, and he didn't play a majority of the second half, Clark. He also was 7-for-9 through the air, had 125 yards passing, and scored another touchdown. And not only that, the defense was outstanding on the whole game except for 1 drive.
Harbor Beach limited Lakers to 132 yards of offense, or roughly 33 yards per quarter. Mauricio Diaz had 70 yards on 20 carries and the lone Laker touchdown.
Yeah, he is still definitely the workhorse there and the guy defenses are going to be keying on. But this Laker team has nothing to frown upon. They're still 4-1. They're 2 games away from the playoffs. They need to get back on track tonight. Hopefully, as you remember, Clark, Dubes left that game with a back injury. I think we come up with back spasms.
Back spasms, yes.
That's right. So hopefully he can get back on the field. That'll give them a boost and hope they can get back on their winning ways tonight.
And I'm not too concerned. Harbor Beach came out and did not allow a Lakers score in the first half. Heading into halftime, locker room leading 35-0. After 4 quarters, they tacked on 2 more touchdowns for a final score of 49-6. When we return on the WLW Sports Game of the Week, we will turn our attention to all of the games going on in the Thumb of Michigan, and then we'll break down the main event, the WLW Sports Game of the Week, Bad Axe at USA. Keep it right here.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebwing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as $0 down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebwing, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
WLAW Sports Game of the Week, week number 6. Bad Axe at USA is being brought to you by More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb of Michigan, More Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Mall Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling and Plumbing, Shure Hospital and Sebring Family Medicine, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, and McVeigh Insurance Agency. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by the Thumb Sailor's network of 4G LTE service. Clark Ramsey here with Dave Hansen to my right. We'll be the on-air team and, of course, doing all the numbers, all the work behind the scenes, probably doing more than us, our director of sports information tonight. Doug Cole, our associate director of media relations, Kayla Carson, is meeting some new media relations out there tonight, so she's not with us, in fact. So we apologize if our Twitter feed is a little reluctant tonight, as we Kayla typically takes care of that for us.
Yeah, definitely. She'll be missed. Good luck in her doings out there today, whatever she's up to.
That's right. Media relating. That's what she's doing.
Correct.
Well, let's go through some other area games going on tonight. First, starting in 8-man football, we have Akron Fairgrove in the Michigan School of the Deaf taking on at 7 p.m. tonight in Flint. Dave, thoughts on this game?
I'll take Akron Fairgrove, Clark.
He's taking the Fairgrove of Akron. New Haven Merritt at Owen Gage.
Oh, I'll take the Bulldogs at home.
He's taking the Bulldogs. CPS in Dryden.
CPS.
Okay. North Huron against Cardinal Mooney. This game's going on tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Marysville. Excuse me, Marine City. I do that all the time. North Huron against Cardinal Mooney.
I'll take North Huron.
North Huron has been really the team to beat, besides North Huron and Deckerville, really the two teams. Squared off in week number one, with North Huron taking that one, but really Deckerville's really taken off since.
They have. Last time I had heard, they were missing a couple starters in that first game, maybe even the first two games. They're back now and look for Deckerville to really take the next step moving forward.
And then we have Kingston at Peck tonight.
I like Peck at home.
And Deckerville taking a game tomorrow against Lawrence at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I just got done saying Deckerville's hot. I'll take Deckerville.
I will too. Now we add three more men to the field in 11-man football. Going on tonight, we have Lakers at Bay City All Saints.
Oh, no doubt taking the Green Machine.
They're, of course, trying to bounce back after a loss to Harbor Beach last week, their first loss of the season. With a victory tonight over Bay City All Saints, they would move to 5 victories on the season, only needing one more to the playoffs, a run they haven't made in just a few years.
No, they haven't, and glad to see them get back on their winning ways. I think they will handle Bay City tonight, only need one win moving forward with the final 3 weeks.
And the game going on in Ubley, Michigan tonight is Brown City at Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach last night got 3.2 inches of rain over about 3 hours. And, of course, there was standing water on the field this morning. The field had improved in the afternoon, but not good enough. Didn't want to rip up the field for their game against Marlette next week. So they decided to move the game to Ubley as they take on Brown City.
Yeah, and all that rain may have came in less than 3 hours. It came down heavy and quickly. I'll take Harbor Beach. I guess you'd call it at home, but I'll take Harbor Beach.
Well, it's orange. It's orange and black, regardless.
It is. I'll take Harbor Beach in that game.
And Memphis at Sandusky.
Memphis playing a little better lately, but I'm still gonna go with Sandusky here.